most women change because of inspiration or desperation. Or no. The reason that people change is through inspiration or desperation. Most people change in desperation. When you get sick, when you have this, you fall down the stairs and now you can't do anything for 3 months. Me, when I burned out, just straight burned out. Medically, a mess. Some women have heart attacks and strokes. Medically get forced out, sick leave, all these things. Or your job fires you. Desperation. When it all goes south immediately. So taking the leap before it goes south through inspiration of being better and living a greater life is my hope and wish for you ladies. But 97% of people change in desperation. But even if you're desperate like I was, I still had the money. I had the plans. I created the credibility. I still was not trying to leave my check. 3.5 years left to retire with a full pension. Are you out your mind? But either I was going to leave or I was going to die. I knew it. And a lot of women die. Some women commit suicide. I've known successful women who just die at their desk because they're not willing. And I'm going to tell you something. You know when your body's shutting down. I've talked to women who've been on their I was on my deathbed. I know what it feels like. All kinds of red alarms and bells and whistles are going off. It was awful. They knew, they felt it. But because they didn't have an exit strategy, because they were working for the money, and because they were in complete chaos, they could not see clearly the other side. These four pillars matter. And I'm trying to figure out what took me so long to figure out. The four things that women need to leave their job. But taking the leap is hard with everything in place. Imagine if you don't have it. That's when people die. That's when women kill themselves. That's when women just have ridiculous medical conditions, have heart attacks and strokes. It's a blind jump. Jumping into your destiny or jumping into another job. Just close your eyes and jump and know you won't die. But you will die if you stay, ladies. You will die if you stay. But someone guiding you and illuminating the path in front of you is the best way to do it. Because if you have a tour guide who can illuminate the cracks and the rocks and the ocean that you will have to jump into anyway and throw you a life ring to pull you out, people are trying to do this on their own. And I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying, is it easier to have the lifeguard there with the life ring that could pull you out or the tour guide that can illuminate the path in front of you? So consider a coach, a great coach. Don't mess around with everybody. Consider a coach. Get somebody to assist you with taming your chaos. Number two, you can do that on your own. Save your money and downsize. Reinvest your money into things that matter. Create an 8 to 12 month emergency fund. Number three, create an exit plan. Network. Build your professional credibility. Create a small business selling protein bars at the farmer's market. Network marketing company or whatever you want to do. And get somebody to guide you to take the leap. Don't die in your job. Don't live another day unsure of who you are and what you were meant to be in this world. Don't spend another day miserable, hating something that you feel that you're trapped in and you can't get out of. You can get out of it, but it's going to take a decision and it's going to take action. So make the decision to take action to leave. Hey, Chris Rutherford here. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of our podcast. We greatly appreciate it. Go ahead and like and subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review. While you're here, text CHANGE NOW to 66866 and get my free insight. It's about a 15-minute video that talks about how to leave your bad job and get a 30% pay increase.
this year. Look, you don't have to stay in a raggedy job. Leave the job, but you need a plan. So go ahead and text CHANGE NOW to 66866. Get this insight, use it, and your life will never be the same for the best. See you in the next episode.